Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lilui Nishmas, Sara Malka Basar Bitzchak. We are in Masechta Yuma. We're in the third perek. We are up to Mishnah Yud Aleph. We'll also learn the fourth perek's first Mishnah. Learning in the Shul this week, graciously sponsored Lilui Nishmas, Arthur Rosen. Ve'elul Lignai, yesterday we talked about a bunch of people who made certain benefits to the Beis HaMikdash for the benefit of the Jewish people, and we mentioned all of them in praise. Well, this group that we're going to begin with right now, they are mentioned not in praise. Says the Mishnah, Shel Beis Garmu lo ratzu lalamid al ma'isa lechem ha'panim. The family of Garmo did not want to go ahead and teach the process of making the lechem ha'panim. Shel Beis Avtinas lo ratzu lalamid al ma'isa ketores. The family of Avtinas, they knew how the proper recipe for ketores. They didn't want to go ahead and teach it to anyone outside of the family. Hugris ben Levi ha'yodea perek b'shir v'lo ratzu lalamid. Hugros ben Levi knew how to teach a certain song, a certain area of manipulating his mouth, and he didn't want to teach it to anybody. Ben Kamsa lo ratzu lalamid al ma'isak sam. Ben Kamsa knew how to write Shem Hashem by putting four quills between his fingers, and he didn't want to teach anybody to be able to do that. So Al Rishonim Nemar Zeichat Tzadik Livracha. For the first group of people we mentioned yesterday, we say Zeichat Tzadik Livracha. Now Ilu Nemar, for this group we say B'Shem Rishayim Yirkav, let the name of the wicked rot. Now Torah Pekalpi V'Hela Shnei Goralos. Going back to the order of the Avoda, which is where we had jumped off to talk about the people who had done things L'Tov. So we say that he stuck his hand, he took the lottery box, and he stuck his hand in and took out two gorellos. Echad kasav alav l'Hashem, v'echad kasav alav l'Azazel. One said for Hashem, one said l'Azazel. Hasgan b'yimino v'rosh b'esav l'smolo. The skan was standing on its right side, the head of the family of the Kohanim was on the left. Ibshel Shem Allah b'yimino. So if the one of Hashem was on his right side, so Skan Omer lo Ishi Kohen Gadol Hagbe Yemincha, he would say, the Skan Kohen Gadol would say, raise your right hand. Ibshel Shem Allah b'smolo. But if the one for Hashem was on the left side, so Rosh Beisav Omer lo Ishi Kohen Gadol Hagbe Smolcha, Mr. Kohen Gadol, please pick up your left hand. Nasnan al Shnei Asirim. Then he put them on both goats. The right hand on the right, the lot for the left on the left, v'yomer l'Hashem chatas, and then when he put the one that said l'Hashem onto the right goat, that is the correct goat, he would say it's for Hashem a chatas, but he didn't just say for Hashem, he would use the shem ha'meforash the tetragrammaton. So Rabbi Shmuel says lo hayatzarech lomar chatas. He didn't have to say chatas, just ela la Hashem. He would just say it's to Hashem. And how did they answer? They would say, Baruchin fo machusal li'olam va'ed. We will stop here. Be'ezus Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic, amazing day.